Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome back to the Journey Towards Transformation. I am your host, Zilla Powell, and I am so excited about tonight's program and our amazing guest. So tonight our program is the Journey Towards Transformation, Commanding and Manifesting with Beverly Sells Jones. Who is Beverly? She helps others learn and apply active meditation to their lives, enabling them to realize real change mentally and physically. She guides you to quiet the old firing program and replace the negative voice with a neutral one, thus programming your mind towards success. Within a short amount of time, you begin to live life from a completely new perspective, naturally and easily. Books by Ms. Jones are Christianity, The Law of Attraction, and The One Command, and From Crude to Siren, Three Stages to Fantastic Sex and Rewarding Relationships. Both of these books are available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and other outlets. Her latest book is due to be released on May 12, 2015, and it is called Mega Manifesting, 10 Commands for Abundant Living. And she is my first guest for the month of March. March is Women's History Month. And last month, we were talking about loving yourself and self-care. And so the guests we had were related to that. And that will always be a theme here of self-care and loving yourself. But that tonight, to have a very powerful woman who has been where other women, you know, she can relate to the average woman. She has been there, done that, and has a couple T-shirts. And yet she has some great stories about creating and living the life that she wants to live. And that is one of the reasons why I asked her to come on the program tonight, that it's part of Women's History Month, being a living form of history for women and all people, how to live and create your best life. I thought I would tell the story of how Beverly and I met. Actually, I don't know if you can actually say we've met, because we have never... I was going to say we've never been in the same state at the same time, but that's not true. She was actually in Northern California, which would put her and I in California at the same time. But we have never shaken hands or hugged. I found Beverly when I wrote my book and published it. I was stalking Blog Talk Radio, looking for people to be on their radio programs. And I was on this one man's page, and he had this guest. I saw that the book was about Christianity, the Law of Attraction, and the One Command. And as I listened to the voice, I said, you know, this sounds like a black woman and someone who's very interested in what I'm in. And I thought, wow, I'd love to work with someone who is like me and is doing what I want to do. So I continued my stalking, and I found her. And I was bold, and I reached out to her. And she was gracious enough to accept a phone call from a stranger, crazy lady. No. And we have become friends. Now, we're supposed to call once a week, but I'm not always so good at that. But she'll give me a week or two to not call her, and then she's going to send me some kind of reminder saying, you need to call. And so two things about community, that when people bring people into your life or God brings people into your life, be bold. Move forward with action. Reach out. Take that risk. And it turned out to be great for me. And so... I'm in Beverly tonight. Next week, we'll talk about about meditation. The following week, we'll have Darvell Powell, who is the CEO of Secured Credit Solutions, empowering women, getting your credit right, getting your money right, managing your finances. And so without further ado, I'm going to bring on the line my friend and mentor, Beverly Sells Jones.
To those people who can't,
right.
Yes, I was saying for those who can't see me, those who would see me would see me blushing right now. Thank you so much, Zilla. I really appreciate that. And I wouldn't call it stalking. It was you're persistent, and that's the thing that I love about you is that you're persistent. You see what you want, and you say, "Well, how can I get it? Well, let me go after it." And truly, she found me on Facebook and gave me a friend request, and then sent me a message, and we've just been talking ever since, right?
That's very true. It is very true.
Yeah. So
but what attracted me to you was that as someone like me who was doing what I wanted to do, I think that's the beauty of it, that for a woman or for anyone to be empowered, if you see someone like you who is doing what you're doing, then you don't feel so alone. It doesn't seem so strange. And that if someone like you could do it, then it means that you could do it as well and be successful like you are. Then I think, okay, the model's there in front of me. Let me see it. And so
you talked about women and women being empowered, and that's a very important thing. People, I mean, a lot of the sports personalities and people like that, they go out and they start talking about, I don't want to be a role model. I don't, you know, but by default, I don't care who you are. You are a role model for something. You can either be a role model for good or you can be a role model for, no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be that person, right? So you could be the opposite of what, you know, and somebody will use you for that. I've used role models of people who have not done exactly what they should, and I've told my kids, see, this is what happens when you behave in this manner, and this is not the behavior that you should do, and you see what trouble this person gets into. So you can still use a negative role model for positive when you're moving
forward.
That's
very true. That is very true. Now, before we move forward, so on your bio that you sent me, it says that you are available for speaking engagements, training, group sessions, and personal coaching. How in the heck do people get in contact with you?
Well, they just by going to my website, commandingyourlife.com, and you've got it there in the description, so it's commandingyourlife.com. And in there is a contact me button. For those in the press or looking for me for speaking engagements, they just hover over About Us, and I have a press kit there. And I do have a list of some of the speeches I'll do, but I've got more. I just haven't updated the website yet. Or I discuss what you're trying to do or what your organization does and what their themes are. And then, you know, I work to take my information and make it appropriate for your audience, so for the speakings. Trainings, too. I do trainings for companies or people who have a downline. I'm doing trainings for them, too, getting their mindset correct on how to think about what they're trying to do. And the I'll call it the secret to having things show up in your life, and either you've done something because you were inspired to do it, or it just shows up, because many times it just shows up, right? So I'm there and available through commandingyourlife.com. There's a couple of pop-up on my site. One is to get a free self-study course on finding your purpose. And then there's also one that comes up from kind of like the bottom of the page, and that is for a free 30-minute breakthrough strategy session. So I'll work with you for 30 minutes. I have a form you fill out, and we just kind of talk about where you are today, where you want to go to, and, you know, how I may be of assistance to you. I actually give you two or three things to take away to actually do in your life in order to get those changes started. So that's how they get a hold of me.
Very good. So there's so many things that I want you to talk about. I've benefited so much. And of course, like I say to every guest, this is only your first time on my program. I have to have you come back. So that is very true. So I know a bit more about you than some people listening. So let's talk about what you mean by this statement, that you help people to quiet the old firing program and replace the negative voice with the neutral one, thus programming your mind towards success.
Okay. Well, you know how there's people who are striving for some type of success, whether that is getting a promotion at work, finding a mate, or getting their relationship on track. But they're working hard and they're doing things, but just when they are about to hit the top of the hill and just kind of roll over and things are going to get easier, or the promotion is about to come, whatever it is, they do something that sabotages it. They stop. They don't take the next step. Well, what happens is there's a limiting belief sitting back there that's not allowing that person to move forward. So there is this self-sabotaging behavior that occurs. And most of the time they go, I don't know what's wrong. Every time I go to do whatever it is, something stops me. I talk about people who they might get money. All of a sudden they get a bonus or they get money and something happens. They break their leg, they have a wreck, they do something, or something happens in their life that they've got to spend that money on something else. It's like people who say, I tried to get, every time I get ahead, I go back two steps. Well, I start digging really deep and start asking the questions to find out where your thought process is. I did one of the 30-minute strategy session with a lady today, and she has this issue with not being good enough. She can help other people get better, but when it comes to herself, it's a holding back. And just one of those things is I'm not good enough, or I can help other people, I can't help myself. You know, and so there are these stumbling blocks that you talk about or you talk in your mind all the time. Now, some people say, well, I don't say that. Well, you're not hearing it in the sense that you're saying it to yourself out loud. It's your subconscious mind that's running that program. I like to liken it to a computer program. You're sitting there with your computer in front of you, and you've got these windows open. You've got your internet browser open, and you might have your a Word document or a PDF file, an Adobe document open. You can see these things. But underneath the covers, there are programs that are running on their own that you never know they're there, but they're supporting the processes that you see on the screen. And that's what your subconscious is like. It is supporting you in everything you do. When you first learned to tie shoes, it was very difficult, but your subconscious was paying attention. Now you tie a shoe and you don't even think about it. You're going tying the shoe and talking or talking on the phone or doing something else while you're tying your shoe. But when you first started, you had to fold the shoestring a certain way and go step by step. Same thing with learning to drive a car. So you get to the point where everything is automatic. Well, what happens in your subconscious is something happens to you as a child. Something occurs, you're out, and maybe you're playing a game, and you make a mistake, and your peers are calling you stupid, or you're clumsy, or you don't ever do anything right. Well, to a young child, that's gospel. And it's emotional because you made a mistake and you're feeling upset. So you've got emotion plus the words plus your feeling and what the actions around you puts an imprint on your subconscious mind. And now your subconscious says, yeah, you just as clumsy, you never can do anything right. Yes, that's true, because your subconscious doesn't say whether it's right or wrong. It just accepts it. So as you go through life, you trip. You're always tripping. you're breaking glasses, or you're doing different things, and you keep saying, I don't know why I'm always tripping. I don't know why I break things so easily. What is wrong with me? I know I'm being careful. Well, your subconscious makes everything true. You said that you are clumsy. You're going to be clumsy, and it helps you do that. And so that's a simple explanation of how your subconscious works. So what I wind up doing is helping you dig deep and find that I'm clumsy program. And then I take you through the active meditation technique, and we go through and we change it and say, and you decide what that is. So whatever you decide is going to be in place of I'm clumsy, you can say I'm careful. I am very meticulous in the things that I do. I walk very straight. Whatever it is that would be the opposite or what you want, that's what we replace the I'm clumsy with.
So what do you say? So I want to talk about, are you done?
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
I know, wow. So I want to say, I hear what you're saying, and of course it's so resonating with me. What about the people say, you know what, that's a bunch of new age gobbledygook. I think your book, right, that's a bunch of new age BS.
Yeah,
but that
very
thing you're talking about is an ancient text, and for some people don't know it, it's in an ancient text called the Bible. So your book, Christianity, the Law of Attraction, and talk about that synergy.
On the idea that it's in the ancient text or it's been
right, that it's not new age gobbledygook.
It's not new age gobbledygook. And what I've just talked about is scientific. It is what psychologists use. It's what psychiatrists use. It's what your counselors use. They all know this because it's physically true and it's scientifically proven on that piece. When you're looking at how the subconscious works. The other piece is in the scriptures, it talks about how you believe, let it be done to you, all right? So you're looking at your belief level. So Mark 11:24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours, right? Very
right. So you're talking about a concept in where Jesus said, let it be done unto you as you believe.
That's right.
And then you come again from Mark that, say that again. But I think a lot of people don't really, you know, that they think, oh, believe and receive or believe and create. No. But those are very ancient texts. And so for people who want to say, well, you know, I'm a Christian and I don't believe that, well, then you haven't read your Bible lately. You're
right.
Going, starting in the New Testament, but those very same things are also in the Old Testament. So let it be, done unto you as you believe. Say that verse again from Mark.
Okay, it's Mark. And actually what I'm going to do, I am going to start at Mark, and this is Mark 11, and I'm going to actually start at verse 20. Because I'm one of these that I don't just do the one verse because some people will say you took it out of context, and I don't do that. I want to make sure that I am telling you, and if I don't use it in context, I tell you. And there's one scripture I do, which is, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. Because
it's like straight out of Proverbs. Wisdom
mm-hmm.
literature
yeah.
of the Bible.
Yes. So, 20. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered, right, because Christ had told that, you know, Jesus had said that it wouldn't bear fruit anymore. So Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, has withered. 22. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt, and I'm going to say that again, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And then after that, it says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Now, that verse, I used to go, that seems weird. But if you have animosity against someone, if you are holding hate within your heart, you cannot truly ask for anything and expect to receive it. It works on you physically. It works on you mentally. That when you, and the forgiveness is not for the other person. So we got to say that. Forgiveness is not for the person that you perceive had done you wrong. It is for you. Because now you release that and you let Father take care of that. That's not for you to deal with. No judging and all that. But the key is, if you have no doubt in your heart and believe that what you say will happen, it will be done for them. Now, the key for this also is that you've got to be able to hear God's voice when he says, I need you to do this. All right? So inspired action. I mean, some things you can't just sit back in your bed or watch TV or sit in your living room and expect to find a job, right? There are some things that you need to do, but sometimes there's some synergy. You might happen to turn on the radio and you hear an advertisement and it's a station you never listen to. Or you might be out and you happen to see a newspaper and all of a sudden this particular ad jumps out at you. And this happened to another gentleman. He said it looked like there was gold filigree all around this one ad, and it jumped out at him, and he went for that job and got it. And it taught him what he needed for his next job. So it's inspired action. But you've got to believe it. You've got to believe that you're going to, that it's already done. And I like to think of it as being, when people see those shows where the man put up dominoes and he set dominoes up and it's this intricate design and he hits one domino and everything falls into place. Depending on how intricate your request is, it may take a lot of dominoes to show up. So it might take a week. Or if he needs a lot of dominoes to fall in place, then it might take 6 months. It all depends. I met a gentleman and we were talking about this, and I tell people, go back in your life where you said something that you wanted and it showed up in your life and you really didn't work hard or you didn't really work to get it. And he said when he was 13 years old, his mother took him to a black college on the East Coast. And they were in the chapel. And when he was there, he said, and he felt it, again, feeling that it's real, he felt that he was going to go to this college. He said, I am going to this college. I love this chapel. And he said it and he felt it. Went back home as a 13-year-old would do. And he forgot all about doing that. And then as he was applying for colleges, this college happened to be one, and he got accepted in two other colleges, actually more than two, but he had the top three. And this one college was in the top three. Well, here's what happened. The other colleges gave him scholarships. One came through, and he thought he was going to get a scholarship, and the scholarship fell through. The second one, the scholarship fell through. And the third one, the scholarship came through. And when he went to that college and the first time he went into the chapel, he remembered what he said in that chapel, that he would be going to this college. So you may say something 5 years ago and it shows up today. For him, yeah, it needed to take some time because he had to graduate from high school. He had to do the things he needed to do. He had to get good grades, take the SATs or the ACTs, all of that. But what happens was he got what he asked for, and he went to that college. You've got to believe that it's already true, right? You've got the there was a woman, and now that's a long-term one. Short-term one, I was up in Pennsylvania with the book, doing a book signing and stuff, three or four other art writers, and this one woman was sitting next to me. She had written a weight loss book, and we were sitting and talking, and she was asking me about my book, and all of a sudden, I heard, gift her a book. And I'm arguing. I'm going, what do you mean gift her a book? You know, I just drove all the way up here, and I haven't sold that much, and it's going to cost me money. And all I heard again was, gift her a book. I said, okay. Because, see, I know when Father's talking to me. I've been silent enough that I know his voice. So I said to her, I'm going to gift you a book. How would you like me to sign it? And she started crying. And I went, and she said, I wanted this book, but I couldn't afford it, and I just asked God for the book. So long term, years; short term, a few seconds, you get an answer, but you've got to believe what you're doing. So again, that's Mark 11:20-26.
Well, I can't believe it. Our time is running. We have a few minutes left. I do want you to say something about your book that is coming out, Mega Manifesting, 10 Commands for
Mega
Abundant Living.
Mega Manifesting, 10 Commands for Abundant Living is basically the 10 commands are 10 areas of your life that you want to make changes. I give in that book, I am talking about four different techniques that you can use, because meditation and going into the meditative state is very important when you're asking for what you want, and making the visualization of what you want, and then having the feeling of what you want. But not everybody can do it in the same way. So I've got the Prime Directive, I've got the Spiritual Sanctuary, and a couple of others. So then I give you the affirmations that you say within this meditation process in each of those 10 areas that will help you start to manifest in your life. So I still got a couple more chapters to work on, but yes, May 12th is my deadline for at least the ebook.
All right.
I'm
going to go look at my calendar and book you for the first Tuesday after that. I want to have one of the first interviews
so
that you talk about.
You're going to hold me accountable. Yeah, but
exactly. I'm going to go and then send you a thing on Facebook.
Yes,
this is the date.
Yes. We're going to do that, and that's going to force me to make sure I get it done. You know,
set the date and do that.
But, yeah, they can come to the website, commandingyourlife.com. There's the link to my Blog Talk Radio show, plus there's the manifestation log with more stories about how things are manifested, as well as a lot of teaching stuff in the blog.
Wow.
But I want to thank you again, my dear Villa, for having me on your show. I appreciate
that. That's right. I
want to
thank you for being
much.
On my show again in May.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to put it on my calendar.
All right. Well, you know, we're down to a minute. It was, you know, I could listen to you all day. And you explain things. You made it so plain that, again, having the life I want is under my control. And that these are not thoughts that some people made up, that it is inspired. You know, you say Father. I say my muse talks to me. I did something today. I was at a meeting, and I just started working as a temp at this company, and I just said, this is what I saw at your meeting. This is what you should have. This is another thing you can add. I can help you do that. And they're like, what? But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be bold. Follow the voice of your muse. Be bold. You know, my husband calls it your intuition, that people don't listen to their intuition. And then you say, oh, something told me I should have, but I didn't. So all of those things.
Yes,
so again,
and that's basically what I teach you to do, is pay attention to your intuition. I teach you how to hear it.
So this has been Journey Towards Transformation, Commanding and Manifesting with Beverly Phelps Jones. I'm your host, Lila Powell. Thank you for joining me. See you next week.